Okay, today's daf is Sukkah daf Chaf Hey. We are on Chaf Dalet on the base, and we are towards the bottom as we finish up. As we mentioned, this last section of structural issues related to the Sukkah before we get to the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah. So, Chaf Dalet on the base. We spoke about a case where one built a Sukkah between trees. The trees function as the walls. This is not like the earlier case where we had, if you build a sukkah in a tree, right? So that's different. That's what the previous Mishnah said, Chabez Mabez, Berosha Ilan O Agabi Gamal. That's kosher, but you can't use it on Yantif because that is Ishtamshus Bebehema, Ishtamshus Beilan, and therefore Nisidurabanan of Xer Misham Kotzer, as the Gemara describes and the Shulchan Aruch describes. One is not allowed to climb a tree or use a tree in any way on Shabbos or Yantif, can't even hang something on a tree, or take something out. When it's two stages away, then it's okay. We've discussed stud day Elon. That would be okay. If you have a hammock that's attached to a nail, that's attached to a tree, then you could go on and off the hammock, even though you wouldn't be able to put the hammock on or take it off, because that would be stud day Elon, which is also awesome. But either way, that's an Issa D'Rabbanan on Shabbos and Yontif of using a tree. So this case is not that. This is mutter. Why? Because the tree here is not supporting the sukkah. Right? Rashi says, Beni Lanos Ba'aretz, Velo Samcha Alehen. It is a freestanding structure. You were not somech directly. Right? It's just that the sukkah the trees function as the walls, but it's not specifically supporting. And then the Gemara is quoted, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, who said, any mechitza that cannot stand in a ruach mitsuya is on a mechitza. Any ruach, any wall that sways. So we quoted many different sources, Mishnayos, Brises, that seem to say that if you have a wall that uses a tree as the wall, then it works. So in every case we said, oh, those are cases where you made it tight. So it doesn't sway, it doesn't move. That's the same ukimta that we've had by all of them. So the last one that we mentioned was the Mishnah in Maseches Eruvin, where the Mishnah says if you have a tree that's lying very low, the branches hang over onto the ground and create a roofed area. The branches are rounded and go all the way to the ground, as long as they're within three tefachim of the ground. So that area under the tree, one is allowed to be metalto under, right? Pasha, that's a Rosh HaYachid, because it goes all the way down, it's within three tefachim of the ground, and it's surrounded, as we mentioned, Rosh HaYachid, surrounded by a couple of walls, and that's all you need. So the Gemara says again, don't those leaves and branches sway? So the Gemara gave the Ukimta, three lines from the bottom. Hasam nami, dava le behutza v'dafna. Same thing, that you stuck in branches and bushes and other types of shrubs in between, and you made it tight, and therefore it doesn't sway. Ihachi, second to last line now, we continue. Nital tel bakule. See, if you've done that, so why isn't this mamash or just a yachid, and you should be able to be metaltel in the entire area, as much as you want? Why do we have a limit? Alama amar afuna b'reidu of Yeshua. Why does Rav Huna say, the son of Rabbi Yeshua say, a metaltel in bo ela beis asayim? You're only allowed to be metaltel in it up until the beis asayim area. Why are you limited in that way? Right? This brings us back to Maseches Eruvin, the limitations of beis asayim about an area that was not hukaf ledira. Remember, you could have even mamash or rishus hayachid daraisa, and with walls around it. But if it was not made in order to for a residence, we mentioned that was all different issues of karpeh. Remember, in the chafs in Maseches Eruvin, we spoke about different areas that might even ruin an eruv that surrounds it. We spoke about forests and lakes. All of those issues related to karpeh shlohuka fladira. It's a similar, not exactly what we're talking about here, but that brings us back to the shiurim abeis asayim. So here, if you have the trees hanging down and you made them tight and it's real rishus hayachid, so then why can't you carry in the whole area? So the answer is the Gemara mishum davidira shetashmishe laavir. Another quality that makes this dira, this under the tree, inferior, because the reason that one created such a structure is not really to live in. It's really to guard on the outside, right? It's like a guard's booth, and the focus is what is on the outside and not what is on the inside, like most walls. And any dira that's made la'avir for the outside, right? Rashi says on the first skinny lines, Eina asuya dirazu elo l'tzarech avir shechutzala. It's made for the air or for a purpose outside of it. Lishmar hasados, to guard the fields. Ve'ena chashuva dira lahatir hekev gadol. It's not considered a dira to allow such a hekev, and that's why this is inferior. Okay, Tashma, last one. Last try, I get another problem where we see something is moving. Shavas. So what's Shavas? So we're talking about a Rav Tchumen. I have to create my Makom Shvisa on Shabbos. If I don't do anything, then my whole city is my Makom Shvisa, and I can carry outside 2,000 amos in every direction. But what if not? Shavas betel shu gavoa asara v'hu be'arba amos ad beis asayim. If I was shoves, I created a makam shvisa in a tail, in a mound that is 10 tvachim high and 4 amos wide, ad beis asayim, up until beis asayim, so that's considered rishus b'fnei atzvo. Fine. V'chein b'neko, or the opposite, if you have a ditch or a hole, a guma, right, Rashi, Guma Asuya Misheshis Yimei Bereshis. Right, Rashi emphasizes that's a God-made hole. It's not a human-made hole. Right, it's a Guma. So, Nekashihu Amok Asara V'hu Me'arba Amos Ad Beis Asayim. Same thing. V'chein, or this is the one that's important for us. Kama Ketsura. You have cut grain. Right, you have an area in the middle of your field where you cut the grain, but around you left the grain standing. So it creates an artificial wall. Vishibolos makifos also, and you have stalks that are surrounding you. Mahalach es kula v'chutz ala payamama. So that whole area is considered your makam shvisa, it's a rishos hayachid, and you can walk outside of it 2,000 amos. Afagav the cause of us, even though it sways. Right, we have these stalks that are swaying in the wind. So why is that good? Didn't Rav Acha bar Yaakov say any mechitza that moves beruach mitzuyah is not a mechitza? And we're comparing all the different contexts of sukkah and eriv. Hasamnami, double abuhus of adafna. Okay, so there too, you make it tie, you tie it with shrubs and with other elements, and therefore it did not move. Okay, adkan, the first half of Maseches Sukkah. Up until the Mishnah here, Sukkah Chafayim and Aleph. So now we get into the mitzvah of Yeshiva Basukkah, right? This goes for, at least the beginning of it, goes for 5 lot. Right, that's really, it's a small section here, until we get to the next parak, Lulav HaGazal, where we start talking about the Dalan Minim. Right, this is the main area where the mitzvah of Yeshiva Basukkah comes up. And just by way of introduction, you can't learn the mitzvah of Yeshiva Basukkah without reminding ourselves of the Bach. The Bach, the first Bach in Hilchos Sukkah. The tour, it starts with the tour. The tour in the beginning of Tafresh Chafhei. In the beginning of the sukkah, quotes the reasons why we sit in the sukkah. Right, we already had this back on Daf Yud Aleph, the Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, whether the reason we sit in the sukkah is because Zecher la'anane hakavod or Zecher l'sukkas mamish, because we remember that Hashem surrounded us with clouds of glory, or is it mamish, He protected us in physical, real huts? That's a Machlokas there. We paskin anane hakavod. We paskin that it reminds us of the clouds of glory. So the tour here, the beginning of Tafresh Chafhei, waxes poetic in terms of what we're supposed to think about when we sit in the sukkah. Tala akasav mitzvah sukkah v'yitzias mitzrayim v'chein harbe mitzvos l'fishu davar shira'inu v'einenu u'baznenu shamanu. We heard it. V'ein adam yachol l'hakishenu. Nobody can contradict it. 2 million people went through a certain event. V'hu hamore. The fact that it was in public, the fact that we are the only religion that started out in public, wasn't a private individual that had a certain vision that is not provable, right? It's in public, 2 million people that went through a number of events, right? It would be very difficult to make that up. Something in public and that was passed down from generation to generation. All the details being exactly recorded and agreed upon. V'hu amore alamitas metzias aboris Allah. That's a reflection of the true reality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, Jehu Bara Akolir Tzono, Vehu Ashalo Akoch, HaMemshala, VaHayecholos, BaOlyonim, VaTachtonim, LaSos Mem Kirtzon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does whatever He wants, VeHasukah Shomer HaKasef Shoh Shivana Bohem, Heim Anenei Kvodo, they are His glorious clouds, Shehikifanu Bohem, LaVal Yaakov, Son of Sharab HaShemesh, VeDugma, and that's why we make a Sukkah, VeChulu, and it continues, that we do it in Nisan, and not in Tishrei, so that it's Nikar, because everybody else is going inside and putting away their summer furniture, and we're not going outside. Wonderful, amazing. What the tour says is not controversial. The fact that the tour says it, though, is controversial, because the tour is a halachic work. The tour tells us what to do. The tour quotes 50 different opinions. We know the Shulchan Aruch gets all the credit. I mean, he gets a lot of credit. But really, the tour should get credit. The tour was the one that made up the Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. It's really Dalet Chelkei Tour. That's why he's called the Tour. The Arba Turim, the four pillars. He was the one following the Rambam. The Rambam was the first. The Rambam organized and categorized and systematically created a system like none before. I guess Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi also gets credit because he did the Masechtas. But he took all of Halacha and he organized it in an unbelievably clear and systematic way. You go through like we're learning in Sefer HaMitzvos. It's unbelievable what the Rambam did. You have six Yisurim related to Shatnez, for example, what we discussed this week. Five of them he puts in Hilchas Kelayim. One of them he doesn't. He puts in Hilchas Machalas Asuros. There's sort of eating Kelay HaKerem. Just a little detail. But he could say, and there are three Yisurim that are in Machalas Asuros, we discussed this also, that relate to items that grow from the ground. Almost all items that are treif have to do with animals. Three items that grow from the ground. That is Kelay HaKerem and Chadash. He goes through each one. That's the Rambam. But then the Torah came after him. And the Torah said, I have to go one step further. I need to make a Lamaisa Sefer that people could use. Therefore, he put all, and not just the Rambam. And therefore, what about my father, says the Torah? You know, he's not a slouch, the Rush. And therefore, I have to quote all the Rishonim in an organized, systemized way. And that's why he came up with the four Chalakim of the Torah, which then the Shulchan Aruch said, well, we have to decide which one of these opinions to hold like. And that is why he wrote the Beis Yosef and then made it into the Shulchan Aruch. Wonderful. But the Bach right here asks, why is the Torah doing this? This is not what the Torah normally does. The Torah is not a Hashkafta Sefer. The Torah tells us what to do. So the Bach comes up with his well-known important Chiddush in the Torah that there are certain mitzvos that the Hashkafa is the Halacha. And if you don't think about the Hashkafa behind the mitzvah when you do the mitzvah, then you're not Yotzei. Separate, even if you hold mitzvahs ein shrichas kavana, says the Bach. Right? Even if you know that, this is not related to that issue. What he calls the three lama'an mitzvos, the three mitzvahs where the Torah itself says, do the mitzvah so that you remember this, so that you appreciate this. If the Torah says that, then you have to. That's part of the mitzvah, because the Torah says, lama'an. So the three lama'an mitzvahs, according to the Bach, are sukkah, lama'an yedidor aseichem, and tzitzis, lama'an tizkeru v'atzizim eskol mitzvosai, and tefillin, lama'an tiyator aseichem aficha. A little different lama'an, but those are the three, it says the word lama'an more in the Torah, but those are the three times where the Torah says, do the mitzvah, lama'an, so that you come to this realization. So the Bach says, that's why the Torah mentions the Hashkafa right here, the beginning of the Sukkah. Many a rabbi's drasha on the first side of Sukkis is about this Bach. The Prima Gadim says it's Ma'akev. The Prima Gadim says, if I don't think about this mitzvah on the first side of Sukkis, then I'm not Yotzei the mitzvah. Even if I eat a piece of challah in the Sukkah on Tesvav Tishrei, I'm not Yotzei. The Mishnah Berurah says, L'chad Chilu, we should try to be as careful as possible. But the Eved, you know, we would say it is okay. But that is what the Bach says. And that's why the Bach says, the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchus Tfilin, for example, mentions the Kavana. Even though it doesn't mention the Kavana, that's why we have a special Hinni Muchan, right, before Tfilin, which many say, even if they don't say it by any other mitzvah. Right? They say it there, because that's a paragraph about the Kavana when it comes to Tfilin. That's what the Bach says. Avo bishlo haislo shum Kavana, avo tzitzis, shekazu elman tizkeru, v'chein Tfilin, shepshuta husha Tfilin, heim os v'zikaron, l'kedeshi yataras Hashem shogur b'finu, v'chulu im lo yechaveno soha Kavana, then you were not Mekayim HaMitzvah Kitikuna. Okay, maybe you did a lower level of the mitzvah. He throws in that word Kitikuna. Anyway, this is the Bach, and that gets us into the mitzvah of Yeshiva Basukah. And maybe we'll go into more of that Bach as we continue. Says the Mishnah, again, every line of the next couple of Dafim, there is so much jam-packed discussion, we'll see what we can do. Shluchei Mitzvah Patur Min HaSukah. Shluchei Mitzvah, people who are on their way doing or to do. That's a difference. Shluchei mitzvah, peturim in sukkah. They are pater for the mitzvah of sukkah. Right, they do not have to say, what are examples of shluchei mitzvah? Rashi. Hochei biderech mitzvah. On their way to do a mitzvah. Kigon. Lilmod Torah, to learn Torah. Ula hachbil pnei rabo, to go see your Rebbe. What else are you doing on Yantif? Right, v'lifto shvuyim, or pidyon shvuyim. All the Achronim, Dafka, these three Rashi picks. Rashi doesn't give one example, he gives three examples. Torah, to see your Rebbe, and Pidyon Shvuyim. Those are the three that Rashi quotes. Tosfos also. Tosfos quotes Rashi, and then he quotes, gets into the sugya of Oseg B'Mitzvah, as we will soon. But first let's focus on the Rashi for a minute. There is an important discussion in the Achronim. The first one in Rashi is very difficult. Holchei Lilmo Torah. There is a huge discussion. I hope it's been busy, but I hope to give the Daf Be'in Shir, beginning first one next week, about this topic. And that is, does the principle of Osik B'Mitzvah, Pata B'Mitzvah apply to Talmud Torah? If I'm learning, do I apply, Osik B'Mitzvah, and therefore I don't have to stop what I'm doing? Of course not! Of course you have to stop! The Me'iri says B'Feirish in Moed Katan. Me'iri, Adaf Tes, says the principle of Osik B'Mitzvah applies to all other mitzvahs, not by Talmud Torah. If there are two sons and one of them's learning, one of them's not, and then the father asks for a drink of water, the son who's not learning should go drink, bring the cup. Because it's Efshar al yidei acher. But other than that, I have to stop learning in order to do mitzvos. So the Me'iri says, Beferish, Avo Bisha Amru, Ha'osek b'mitzvah, Patam an ha-mitzvah, Ein Talmud Torah b'chlal zeh. Talmud Torah is not included in this. Ela Misha ya'osek b'Torah, V'ira mitzvah liyado. If I'm learning Torah and a mitzvah came, Im efshar lo'osa mitzvah al yedei acherim, Ein lo levatel osa. Okay, if you can do it by someone else, then you're not mevatel your Torah. But if not, the al tishiveni bitul Torah. Lo'osa asameisu l'achras askala. Shahaf aim e afshar ba'achir baroyla, shakol tzrichim lam laharbos makavod. Vim e afshar lo al yedei achirim, if nobody else could do the mitzvah, kagon, she'ain sham ra'uila elohu, she mitzvah mutelas al gufo, or it's a mitzvah on my guf, kagon, lulav shofar, kibra ve'aim, kfuras amates, mitzvah, bimakam she'ain lo kovrim, vidomeyem, ha mitzvah kodemes. Umevatel Talmud Torah kadei lekayma veino mafkia chiyuva me olav bekiya mitzvah Talmud Torah afilu mitzvah kala. You don't say osik b'mitzvah when it comes to Talmud Torah, or else we wouldn't ever do any mitzvah. We'll always be learning. So this is the big shaila on Rashi. What is Rashi talking about? Could it be that going to learn Torah is even more chumer than learning Torah? Rashi is holech lomo Torah. It doesn't say lome Torah. Holech lomo Torah. So is that possible? Something we have to talk about. And just to throw out the sheet of the Rambam also. The Rambam is difficult. The Rambam seems to apply. Osik b'mitzvah to Talmud Torah, and this message we'll talk about next week. Rambam says, in Ilchas Ishus, Tesav Beis. The Rambam says, a man is mitzvah puruvu and not a woman. And therefore, you got to make sure you have children in the proper time. But the Rambam says, quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, if you're already 20 years old and you're not married, then you're being mevatel mitzvah aseh. You got to make sure you get things moving. V'im haya osek b'Torah v'tarid ba. If you're learning Torah and you're tarid, v'haya misyarei milisa isha. I don't want to marry a woman yet because I'm still in my years in yeshiva. And the Rambam says, if I get married, I have an obligation to support my wife. And therefore, I shouldn't get married if I can't do that.
You could delay it. You could delay Puravu. Why?
The Rambam quotes Osik B'Mitzvah. And then he says, V'kol shekein b'talmud Torah. Not only does the Rambam apply Osik B'Mitzvah to Talmud Torah, he says it for sure applies to Talmud Torah more than anything else. What is the Rambam talking about? You don't have to do any mitzvah? Or is there something specific about Puravu? But the Rambam seems to generalize it. And then he quotes Ben Azai, Chashka Nafshi B'Torah, so we're not on Ben Azai's level. But either way, this is the discussion of Osek, the Talmud Torah, Patam and HaMitzvah. Again, Rashi, the Rambam, two of the more difficult sources that have to be dealt with. Okay, let's continue. So that's the first line. Shluchei mitzvah are pater min hasukkah. Weiter. Cholin u'mishamshein p'tur min hasukkah. A chola, and someone who takes care of a chola, the mishamshin, p'tur min hasukkah, they are pater from sukkah. Well, a chola does not have to be in the sukkah, because he's more comfortable in the house. And as we will learn, mitzta'er is pater min hasukkah. So, therefore, if somebody is chola, then they're pater from the sukkah. Ochlin v'shosin arai chutz pasukkah. Also, eating and drinking can be done arai, as long as it's not done b'derach keva. You could snack outside the sukkah. What is called snacking, as we will see by the Hashem later on, right, that any type of non-mizonos is called snacking. That can be done outside the sukkah. Mizonos has a kfiyas idea, and therefore cannot be done in the sukkah. What's the reason for this also? Teishu kein taduru, as we're going to have. By the Hashem, tomorrow's daf. That's where says it. Teishu kein taduru, after living in your house like you live at home, sometimes you snack outside your home, so too you're allowed to snack outside. Interesting, what's not on this in this Mishnah is sleeping. You're allowed to eat and drink arai outside the sukkah. The Mishnah does not say you're allowed to sleep arai outside the sukkah. That's also going to be an important discussion. Okay, minani mili, how do I know
the principle of osing b'mitzvah patar b'mitzvah, right? This is the sugya that appears in two places, here and in Brachos Yud Aleph. So minani mili, how do I know that osing b'mitzvah is patar b'mitzvah? The Tana Rabbanan is based on a pasuk in Shema, b'shivtecha b'veisecha. You know when you have to do mitzvahs? When you're sitting in your house. B'shivtecha b'veisecha. Which mitzvah is this talking about? Kriya Shema. Say Kriya Shema, b'shivtecha b'veisecha. Prat la'osig b'mitzvah, excluding someone who is osig b'mitzvah. Uvalechtecha v'aderech, and when you're on your way, prat l'chassan, excluding a chassan, who is not on his way. Rashi explains, the Gemara doesn't go into this, Rashi explains, what do you need a separate makar for a chassan for? It's also osig b'mitzvah. We need a separate phrase in the Torah. Look at Rashi on the first couple of medium lines. Rashi says, "V'yafagaptehu nami b'mitzvah tarid." What's the difference? A chassan is also osik b'mitzvah. Which mitzvah? We'll talk about, is it marriage? Is it pervu? So even though he's also, and therefore why can't he just be included in the first one? It's tzrichaluhu trei krai. We need two psukim, one for all mitzvahs and one for the chassan. Dia because of chad, if you only had one pasuk, Kiva the chasan la behed yaksiv bekra, the chasan is not said befeirish, I would have said, lo patera chasav ela torach va'osem meleches mitzvah biyadayim, o mahalich la mitzvah. I would have only thought, you know what osik mitzvah is? When you are involved physically in the mitzvah. But if you are not involved physically in the mitzvah, but you just have a mitzvah on your mind that does not allow you to do other mitzvahs, so maybe it doesn't apply there. Maybe only physical osik b'mitzvah, not mental osik b'mitzvah. And a chassan, before he's obviously involved in the bilos mitzvah, is a mental osik b'mitzvah. Kamashvelon, that's why you have the second pasuk to include chassan. That's why you have to have an extra phrase to include. Mikan amru, just finishing back to the Gemara now, hakonis is a psula pater v'salman achayit. That is why we say if he marries a psula, so then he's pater from mitzvos, and almana is chayit. So what does that mean? My mashma, what does that mean? That why should there be a chiluk, and how do we understand this braisa? Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna kiderech. Well, we compare it to the derech. It says you have to do mitzvos when you are going on your way. Ma derech rishus, just like when you go on your way, that's voluntary, you're going wherever you want. Afkal rishus, so too mitzvos are obligatory when you are involved in rishus, when you're doing whatever you want to do. La afuke hai de b'mitzvah asav. Excluding where you are involved in a mitzvah, that's not the way. That's Hashem's way. And that's how you understand the diak. Says the Gemara 1 minute. It just says, when you were on a way. Milo askina took azul tvar mitzvah. Maybe you're going to do a mitzvah. Become rachman alikri. And it still says to rekriya shma. How do you know we're only talking about a derech shel rishus in the braisa? Maybe we're also talking about derech shel mitzvah and still you have to do the mitzvos? The Gemara says, im kain le makra b'sheves uvaleches. Just say that. My b'shiftecha uvalechtecha. What does it mean? Specifying your sitting down and your going. Balechas didach hu de mechayavis. Only in your going are you obligated. Ha balechas de mitzvah petiris. But with a balechas of mitzvah, you will be pater. That's the makar. Osig b'mitzvah, pater min mitzvah. Stop there for a moment. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, why is this concept mentioned here, specifically by Sukkah? You have many, many mitzvahs. Right, that you're involved in, and you're putter from doing that mitzvah. Dafka by Sukkah is where Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi chose. We have mitzvahs, Korban Pesach comes before this, if you look in Shas, right? So we could have branched the principle of Osik B'mitzvah there. And yeah, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi puts it here. Ask the Pnei Yeshua why. Why does he Dafka put it here? Amai Naki Lahacha B'Sukkah Tvei Mi B'Shar Mitzvahs V'Tvei Havili L'Misti B'Psachim L'Inyim Pesach Gufa U'Matzah V'Chayotze Bo. Why Dafka by Sukkah? Says the Pnei Yeshua, V'O Nira Li, D'le Inyin Sukkah Yigra Busa Tvei. There's a bigger chiddush here. The Afal Gav D'Bechol Sha'a V'Sha'a Over Al Mitzvah Saseh the Sukkah. Number one, because it's not just a one-time moment. It's if you're Shluchei Mitzvah for a few days, then you lose the Mitzvah for a long time. So that's number one chiddush. V'od, and he says, D'lo Domi L'Shar Mitzvah Saseh. Also, this is different to other mitzvahs. Why? She'enon ela b'sheva altase k'shebitel by him. By other mitzvahs, so I was mevatel the asay. So I didn't do the mitzvah. That's one level. But by sukkah, I am actively eating outside of sukkah. That's an isser asay. That's not just a bitel asay. So that's even worse. So maybe I would have thought that osik b'mitzvah could be mevatel in asay, but not allow you to do an isser asay. So that's why Dafka said by Sukkah. Mashenke by Sukkah, the ikanami isura bakum ba'asei, kishaochel v'shotza v'yashin chusla Sukkah. The Efshar Nami, and he says also, to Al Kopanim, Havilom Lechaivo Mishum Marisayin. Point number three. Number one, it's a lot. Every mitzvah time you're supposed to be in the sukkah, it'd be a couple days, a lot of bitulim. Number two, it's more of an isser. You're eating outside the sukkah, which is an isser, I say. Number three, Marisayin. Everybody sees you eating. How do they know that you're holich lidvar mitzvah? Shalo yachshedenu kiposheya umevato biyadayim. Delav kuliyama yadishu osik b'mitzvah. Ela dafilo achi pater. Still, that's the chiddush. You're still pater. Kivan to call mitzvah ba'alma pater manasukah miteshu kein taduru ve'aitayma patrinan holche drachim ba'alma. Okay, that is the chiddush of the minchas chinuch. To mention here, can't do this topic without mentioning the machlokes that's right here. Here's the Ron right here. How do you understand the principle of osik b'mitzvah pater manamitzvah? Rov Rishonim, starting with Tosfos right here. Tosfos says osik b'mitzvah pater manamitzvah only applies where it is impossible to do both mitzvos. It's impossible. You're osik in mitzvah A. If you're osik in mitzvah A, it is impossible for you to do mitzvah B. That's where osik b'mitzvah applies. Let's say there's a way to do both mitzvos. Then of course you don't have the principle of osik b'mitzvah pater manamitzvah. You don't have an exemption. You have to do both. That's what Tosfos says right here. Tosfos says v'tema. If you're right in the middle of Tosfos Shluchei, im yecholim lekayim shneim, am I peturin? If you could do both mitzvos, why are you pater? To adam sheishlo tzitzis bevigdo. If I'm wearing tzitzis and tefillin, what, I'm pater from all mitzvos? Of course not. Says Tosfos, say rov rishonim. If I'm able to do both, then I must do both, and that's what he says. Our case must be talking about a case where you can't do both, meaning you're on your way to visit your rebbe, and there is no sukkah on the derech. There were no pop-up sukkahs in those days. Right? There was no way that they could do both mitzvos. Right? And that's what you have to say the Ukimta is. Fine. That is the Shita of Tosfos. That is the Shita of the Ritva. That is the Shita of Rav Rishonim. Who argues? The Ran. The Ravid also in Baba Kama. But we'll do the Ran, because the Ran's right here. The Ran on our Daf, right in the back, on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, in the Daf Yarif. The Ran says, Lefichach Nirali, De Osik B'mitzvah Patam and a Mitzvah, Afal Pi Sheyachol Lekayim Eshtehen. Even though you can do both, even if you're able to squeeze in the other mitzvah, if that would any way impact, you want to focus on this mitzvah. And if you focus on this mitzvah, even though it's possible for someone to do the other mitzvah, you don't have to. There's a hafka. It's not just a ptur. It's a hafka zachiyuv. Right? So then, you don't have to do the other mitzvah. What if I'm wearing tefillin and I don't do any other mitzvahs? If I'm wearing tzitzis? Says the Ron, no. The Ron says, that's not, if I'm wearing tefillin and tzitzis, that's not osek b'mitzvah. That's mekayim mitzvah. Osek means you're involved in the mitzvah. If you're involved in a mitzvah, you're part of another mitzvah. Wearing tefillin, or as the Gemara discusses in Baba Kama, if I have an aveda in my house, and in 6 months from now, the person's going to come and look for it and find it. Well, for the next 6 months, I'm part of a mitzvah. Because I'm doing the mitzvah of Hashavas aveda? Of course not! Says the Ron, that's not called Osek b'mitzvah, that's called Mekayim mitzvah. Mekayim mitzvah is Chayav b'mitzvahs. In Osek b'mitzvah is Patam b'mitzvah. So are you involved in it right now? That's the only time you have a tour from other mitzvahs, even if Efshar Mekayim Shneim. The Ron does say at the end, if you could do both without any Tircha at all, you know what? It's a good idea to try to do both. Vadai, Modina, Shekol She'eno Tzarech L'Shorach Klal, Ela Kedarko, B'mitzvah Rishona, Yochalot Zizdei Shneim, Tekei Agav Nevatza, Vadai, Yishe Troi, Miyos Tov Al Yikra Ra. But, fundamentally, that is not required. The Ritva's Lashon here is even stronger. I mean, again, that is one Machlokas, but you look at the Ritva right here. The Ritva says, he starts off amazing with the other question. He says, Osek b'mitzvah pater manamitzvah. The Gemara looks for a source. Says the Ritva, what do you need a source for? Isn't it Svara? You're involved in one mitzvah that God asked you to do. Why would you think you have to stop and do another mitzvah? Why would I think that? Amazing. You don't even need a pasuk for this, says the Ritva. It's logical. I'm involved in one mitzvah. I'm giving tzedakah to an ani, right, at this moment. And somebody else comes, so I'm doing one mitzvah now. What do I have to stop for? Right, and it comes up more often than not. Let's say you're learning Torah, and somebody knocks at the door. You know they're collecting tzedakah. You have to stop learning to get the door. Let's say you're learning Torah with your children, you're doing homework. Do you have to get the door? Osek b'mitzvah, pater b'mitzvah. Do you do that? So the Ritva says, of course, osek b'mitzvah. What do you need the source for? So he says, you need the source even if you're involved in a quote lesser of a mitzvah. lesser of a mitzvah. V'yesh lomer d'hakam ashmolan. D'yafilu boi laniach mitzvah zu lasos mitzvah acheres gedola heimena. Har'ein harishus biyado.
Right, you can't stop. You're not supposed to stop. You might think you should stop. The Ritva's lashon is, it's usher to stop. It's usher to stop.
Kamash v'lon. Tekiva t'patra min ha'acheres. Harihi et slow achshav kedavr shel rishus.
If you're involved in a mitzvah, then the other mitzvah is not obligatory upon you. And it's not considered a mitzvah.
Va'asr lohaniach mitzvaso mebnei davar shehu shel rishus. Ve'eno chashiv k'porek atzmo mimena. Kishaparka me'alav machbas dvar mitzvah.
It's not considered throwing something away. She'en achiyav ha-mitzvah alav achi yagia zmanav rishon ha-kodemes.
Right, so that's an important lashon of the Ritva. The Aruch HaNer talks about here, again, these are all obviously one of the major topics. What about Osik B'mitzvah D'Rabbanan? Is that poter a mitzvah D'Oraisa? Also an important topic. Yonat Yoma, right? We're Shloshim Yom, right? If somebody's the Gemara says a Megillah, Mevatlin Talmud Torah Mimrei Mikra Megillah. So is that an exception to the rule? Is that unique to Mikra Megillah because of Pursume Nisa? Or is it something in general? Something in general, right? There's a, right, Mikra Megillah is D'Rabbanan. Maybe it's different Kabbalah, the daytime reading, but that is an important discussion of Osek B'mitzvah. We continue. Okay, we can spend all day on this, but let's continue now. Says the Gemara. So we just quoted the source, Blechtecha and B'shiftecha. Ihachi, says the Gemara, Afilukonis is Amananami. So if it's about the Ilas Mitzvah, so why isn't there a Ptur also if he marries an Amana, a widow? Why only a Basula? Konis is a Basula Tarid. Konis Amana Lo Tarid. Meaning, the Ptur is not only for a mitzvah, but if it's your tarud, meaning you're involved, and therefore you are unable to do the other mitzvah. The flow, we're going to have a number of lines in the Gemara here and on Amid Beis, Bez Hashem, that sound really like Tosfos and the Ritva, not like the Ran. Really sounds that the Gemaras imply that it's only because you can't do the other mitzvah. That's the implication. So the Gemara says, if only if you're involved in a Batsula, you're tarud, you don't know if she's going to be a Psula or not, so there's more tirta. Because a Psula, low tarud. Says the Gemara, 1 minute.
Well, whenever you have tirda, you're patur from mitzvos. Is that the root of the issue? Because you can't focus? Tirda? Elameata. Tavas finasa bayam. What happens if your boat goes down at sea? Right? Meaning, what happens if you had a really bad day on Wall Street? Right? Your stocks plummeted. Right? So, the tarid. Hachanami the patur. You should also be involved. You should be patur. Right? Because if there's tirda. V'chitema hachinami, if you want to say that's true, that's not true. V'yama Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Amar Rav, Avel chayiv b'chol mitzvos amuris b'torah. In Avel, a mourner is very tarud, and yet he's chayiv in all mitzvos. In Onain, he's pater from all mitzvos. He's usher to do mitzvos we paskin. But right after the kvura, in Avel is chayiv in all mitzvos, except for one. Chutz min atfilin, exception to the rule, shana hare namer bohen pe'er. Right? Glory. We don't have glory. We don't put glory on our heads, right? Based on a pasuk, we'll see that on Amid Beis. But you know what, Tillin? But you see, an avil is tarud. So the Gemara says, no. Hacha tarud tirda the mitzvah. Over here, where do you say there's a ptur by a tirda of a mitzvah? Hasam tarud tirda the rishus. Over there, there's a tirda the rishus, meaning by the business case, or even by avelus. There's no mitzvah to be tarud. And that's why it doesn't apply. Period. Meaning, what does the Gemara say now? Putting it all together, Osek b'mitzvah has two elements, two parts of the tour. Number one, you have to be involved in a mitzvah. Number two, it has to be tirda of a mitzvah. If you have separately either one of those, then you don't have the tour. So it's tirda of a mitzvah. Those are the two. Very important Rashi here. What does it mean that there is the avelus? It does not. Avelus is a mitzvah. Right? It's not a mitzvah that we want to do, but it's a mitzvah. The Rambam paskins, right? It's a mitzvah at least day one. Other Rishonim say all 7 days. But all Rishonim say it's a mitzvah. Machlokas, Daraisa, Drabanan. What is Daraisa? What is Drabanan? Bali Tosfos say all of it's Drabanan. But as I said, the Rambam and the Rif hold at least first day. Yom Misa, Yom Kippur is Daraisa. So it's a mitzvah. So why isn't this a tirda the mitzvah? Avelus. Says Rashi, third to last line. Sha'afapi. Shuchayiv linog avelus shel neila rechitza vesicha laharis kvod meso. Even though you have to go through the motions of nihuge avelus, eino chayiv lehitztaer. There is no obligation to be in pain. There's no obligation to be bitzaris. That's Rashi. Ask Rav Soloveitchik. I don't understand this. You give a whole yardside cheer about this. The nihugim of avelus aren't just actions that are required.
They are supposed to bring to an inner feeling, a kiyum shebelev, of a recognition of this mace, and he's supposed to be thinking about the mace. After all, says Rav Soloveitchik, if it was just the number of actions that are required, so why is Avelus and Yontif, why are they exclusionary of each other? Why is there a contradiction? Why does Yontif break Avelus? Have Yontif sit on a low chair, you know, say, wear ripped clothing, and eat your Yontif Suda. Why can't they coexist? The answer is because both of those are kiyumim shebelev. Simchas Yontif, eating and doing things that I enjoy, that's supposed to bring me to a certain inner state. And Avelus as well. See, Esra Soloveitchik, right here in the Rishima Shiurim, so how do I understand Rashi? If everything I'm saying is true, which are proven from many other sources, that Avelus is a kiyum shebelev, so why isn't this true? Eino chayev litztayer. So says Rav Soloveitchik, right? Lofum riata divrei Rashi kantimuim. Shari ikar chovas avelus hu shal avel yitztar belibo al avdon meso kidimuchach mehar behalachas binyone avelus. Right? So what is it? So venerally, says Rav Soloveitchik, what I'm forced to say is sheba avel, what are all the nihugim about? Yes, a kiyum shebelev. But part of that kiyum shebelev is a recognition of tzidak hadin. That what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is just, even if I can't understand it. Bechlal chiyuv zu, mutelas alav achrayis, and part of the chiyuv, how do I reflect that Hashem is just? By continuing my life of mitzvos. That's part of it. Yes, there's a kiyum shebelev, but when there's a mitzvah that comes up, and I'm not an onen anymore, I'm an avel, I have to do the mitzvah. Because if I don't do the mitzvah, that's a reflection that I don't think of tzidak hadin, I have to try to overcome. Yes, there's a kiyum shebelev. But dafka, when there's a mitzvah to do, I have to overcome that because that's part of the kiyum shebelev. The kiyum shebelev is a reflection on the niftar, but also a reflection on the act that occurred, and recognizing Hashem is b'tzidkus. Bechlal chiyuv zeh mutalos lav achrayis is dafka le'asik b'mitzvahs. Ulekaimam, ki bekach mareh shehu mekabel alav es gzar din b'chalibo. V'lachein af sheha'avel chayev l'tzar al meso, kishemagi azmanan shel mitzvos, chayev la'havlig ulehitgaber al tzar libo, v'lasos es mitzvahs baro. Says that's what how I understand that there's no chiyuv to be mitzar that it prevents you from doing mitzvahs. Yeah, of course you have a kiyuv shebelev, but once a mitzvah comes, then we have to push ourselves. Though it is sometimes superhumanly possible only, but that's what we have to try to do. Right? Says the Gemara four lines up. Ozim mitzvah padam and mitzvah me'acha nafka. Is this the source? Is that the source for Ozig Mitzvah? Me'asam Nafka. We have a different source for Ozig Mitzvah. Ditznan, Titania. The Pasuk says in Valoscha, the Pesach Sheni context. There were people that were Tameh, and if they came to Moshe, Lamanigara. Bechulu, Osam Anashim Ihayu. Who were these people that were Tameh? A couple of Pshatim. Number one, Nose Aron Oshal Yosef Hayu. Divir of Yosef Lili. They were carrying Yosef's bones. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu carried Yosef's bones. But there were some others that helped him out. Rabbi Akiva Amar, Mishael ve'el Tzafan hayu. Right, these were Mishael and El Tzafan. Shahayu Oskin bin Nadav Aviyu. Right, they were involved, they were the cousins, they took out, they were being Osek in Nadav and Aviyu's bodies. And therefore, they became Tamei Mace. Look at the top Tosfos. What about according to the opinion that they were burned? Right, two different days. Was there an inner fire that went through their noses, or were they mamish burned, and only the begadim were left? So if they were burned, so where was the Tumas Meis? There was no body left. What about according to that opinion? Tosfos says, but maybe their shildon, their skeleton was kayemes, and that's also metame. It's also metame. We know, if there's a Tumas Meis, is, you know, if there's a certain amount of bones, right, if there's Tumas Magan Masa, even by us, etzem kisaora. But if there's a certain amount of flesh on it, or a certain amount of bones, if it's a skull, if it's Rov Binyan and Rov Binyan, all different types of halachos, very lamaisa, it would also be metames. Even just to keep in mind, Yared Shulchan Aruch and Yaredeya, in Shin Ayin Beis, in Hilchas Avelus, we know the halachas of Tumas Kohanim are quoted there in Hilchas Avelus, the end of Yaredeya. So in Shin Ayin Beis there, Shulchan Aruch discusses Tumas Meis, very important, even by non-Jews. Even by non-Jews, is a Kohen allowed to walk into a museum where they have skeletons? Human skeletons. Not animal skeletons. Human skeletons. What happened? Somebody once told me of a Shiloh they had, that there was a dentist that had a skull with teeth and whatever in his office. is a Kohen allowed to go in there? So the Shulchan Aruch says, L'chadchila, no. L'chadchila, no. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim. No, it's a Mathriwe Machlokas Rishonim. Tosfos and the Rambam and others. So we pass in L'chadchila, Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim, Nachon Lihizahir HaKohen Milei L'chaleyem. L'chadchila, we're Machmir, Machlokas Tanoim, in Ahalos. But we're Machmir L'chadchila to assume Kever Akum is also Metami Ba'ohel. Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim, Nachon Lihizahir HaKohen Milei L'chaleyem. L'chadchila, says the Ramah, Afal pi sheyish mekilin, even though there are some people who are mekel, and he quotes Rambam and Sefer Yerayim, those are not the same exact opinion. We've quoted that before, not for now, but they're both mekel regarding this detail. V'nachol mahachmir, but nachol mahachmir says the Ramah, one should be machmir, not just maga and masa, but oh well, in lechatchila. Right, this is one of the issues also. Regarding Kohanim going to medical school and dental school, right? Well, this is one of the major issue, in terms of tumah, Okay, but that's the Rambam. So again, even though there's no flesh, but like Tosfos says, shildan kayemes. If you have bones that are kayem, a certain amount of bones is also metame. Oh, well, a skull, most of the body, the spine. So that's Tosfos. Mishal and El Safan. Oski b'dadav aviyu. Vayter, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, third opinion. So was it Yosef? Was it Mishal and El Safan? Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, im nosei arono shal Yosef, hayukvar yahayuchol nitar. What do you mean? Moshe gave the instructions for Karban Pesach. So the nosei arono shal Yosef, they had warning. They could have made themselves tar before Pesach. Im Mishal v'El Safan hayu, yuchol nitar. They also. No, you know what the case is? Ela oskim b'beis mitzvah. It must be something that just happened. Somebody just died the week before Pesach, and day 7 was Erev Pesach. Meaning they couldn't be tar until, right, the next day. Right, they need the, ashes of the Paraduma. Shneamar, v'lo yachlu la'asa Pesach b'yom ha'hu. The Pesach says they couldn't do the Pesach that day. B'yom ha'hu, ein yacholon la'asos, ha'lo macho yacholon la'asos. Question mark. But either way, that's another makra for Osek B'mitzvah. Right, they were osek in the mitzvah of kvura, and therefore they're pater from the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Right, so that is the question. Two ha'aras. Number one, Reb Elazar Meir Horowitz in the back of our Gemara here says maybe this relates to the sugya that we've discussed many times, the Chachan Tzvi and the Radvaz and all the others about long term, short term view of mitzvos. If I have a mitzvah in front of me. Right, the stechemes discussion. The doctors tell me I can only fast one day a month. And if not, I'm going to be mishum sakana. Do I fast on Som Gedalia, knowing that I'm not going to be able to fast next week on Yom Kippur? Or do I take a long-term view of mitzvos? And I skip Som Gedalia. Or all the big sugyas that are discussed, that we have discussed in the past. Right, if I have one day, the Radvaz is shuvah. If you have one day a year, you're in jail. And the government says you can get out one day. Do you go today? Or do you go wait for Rosh Hashanah, wait for Yom Kippur, wait for Purim, wait for another day? Long term or short term? Rav Moshe Feinstein and Chelek Aleph of Arachayim. If somebody is going to be in a hospital and everything that he brings into the hospital is going to be burned because he has some type of contagious illness, is he allowed to bring his tefillin in? Knowing that, right, do you look at mitzvahs here and now or the future? Right, all based on the sugya of Ishtapa Chamimeh, where the Machlokas Balamar and the Ramban and the end of Masechah Shabbos, right, are you allowed to do a brismila knowing that you're going to have to warm up water, boil up water afterwards, the kid's going to be Makam Sakana? So Blazer Meir Horowitz says, maybe this sugya is also shayach to it. You're allowed to be Oseik in Kfiras HaMeis knowing that you're going to lose out Karban Pesach. But that they didn't know they were going to have Pesach Sheni at that time. They didn't know. They still did it. So that's one sugya that is related to our discussion. The other one, just to mention, and that is, there is a minority, 1%, 1% of the Rishonim and of the Poskin that say the concept of Kivrei Tzadikim Einem Metamim. A Kever of its Tzadik does not craft Tumah. Therefore, a Kohen is allowed to go visit the Rebbe. And the Kohen is allowed to go visit this. We don't Poskin that way. Even though there's a Medrash. There's a Medrash, the Yalkut in Mishlei. The Yalkut in Mishlei, if you want to look it up, wrote it here. The Yalkut in Mishlei in Os Tes discusses that Rabbi Akiva was in jail. And every day Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi used to go and serve him. Erev Yom Kippur, interesting, Erev Yom Kippur. I thought it was Yom Kippur. Different versions. Erev Yom Kippur, someone, Eliyahu HaNavi, comes to Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi's house and says, Rabbi Akiva has died. Meaning has been killed. Right? We know from Brachas how he was killed. But he's sitting in jail and he's killed. He says, really? They go to take him, and the Yalka describes, all the guards are sleeping. Kodesh Baruch Hu made them all sleeping so they could get Rabbi Kiva's body out. And they go take Rabbi Kiva's body, and they're carrying Rabbi Kiva's body. Miyan nitval Elio, zalva nitval ksei, Rabbi Elio helps, puts him on his shoulder. Rabbi Yeshua sees this. Amar le Elio, zal. Rabbi, v'halo emesh amarta li shekohen ayita, v'kohen asur l'tam il base. Aren't you a Kohen? This is also a machlok as we've shown him. Which Shevet is Elio Navi from? Is he from Gad? Right? He's called Elio HaGiladi. Right? Is he a Kohen? There's certain sources that say he was a Kohen. So he says, yeah, I'm a Kohen, but it's okay. Chas v'shalom, she'ein tumah v'talmidei chachamim, v'yach v'talmideihem. That's what Elio Navi answers. So this is one source, and there are those that quote this Agadah, but everybody quotes. It's wrong. We don't pass in that way. You know what the biggest raya that we don't pass in that way? There are 20 sources. This is right here. Yosef HaTzadik was Matame. You don't get anybody better than Yosef. Right? He was Matame. And that's not why the Gemara rejects it. It's just that, they could have been Matare by this. Yosef and others, Lamaisa, we assume that a Kohen is not allowed to be Matame. For Kibri Tzadikim, the heter that some have for Maris HaMachpelah is not that Kibri Tzadikim are not Matame, but one of two. Number one, maybe it's not exactly there, or it's all the way down, and there's a Tefach space above. And therefore, the Tumah stops. There are a number of poskim that say Kohanim could go into Maris HaMachpelah, not poskening, but I'm just saying there are poskim that say that. Number two, they say, before Matan Torah, also might be. Yosef also was, but anyway, that's the certain heterim that are given, but not because that Kibri Tzadikim are not Matame. Anyway, so what do you need this extra source for? So Tzricha, De'i Ashmi'inan Hasam, if you only had that case, Mishum Delomatas Lachiv in the Pesach. Maybe there, because when you were involved in the mitzvah, it wasn't Pesach yet. Aval Hacha, the Matas Lach Kriyishma, Emelo, but here, it's the time for Kriyishma already. Tzricha, that's why you need the Kriyishma source. If you only had Kriyishma, we shouldn't like a kares, because the mitzvah that you are foregoing doesn't have a chiyuv kares. Aval hasam diika kares imalo sricha. But there, where there's a nisr kares, so maybe you wouldn't say that sricha. That's why you need both sources. Good. Gufa amar Rabbi Abba bar Zavda amar Rav avel chay b'chol mitzvahs amaris b'Torah, and avel has to do all mitzvahs as we said. Chutz mitfilin shari namar bohen pe'er, except for tfilin, because tfilin is called pe'er. Your glory. Hashem tells Yechezkel, you shall wear your pe'er, your tefillin. You wear your tefillin, but nobody else does. And this is only by the first day. The first day in Avilas Pater. The bitter day. Period. And that's what we paskin. We paskin the first day what an Avel does not wear tefillin. What happens if the first day is only Yom HaKvura and not Yom HaMisa? What about that? The Shulchan Aruch says, Avel b'yom harishon asur laniach tefillin. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, Hilchas tefillin. And Pashtus is, Rov HaPoskim hold, this is even if it's just Yom HaKvura. Even just Yom HaKvura. Mishnah Berurah. Pirish, afilu b'yom shenikvar, she'enu Yom HaMisa, kivan shu Yom Rishon la'avelus, v'lamanachamim, alkein afilu im nikvar b'layla lo yoniach tefillin b'yom. Even if the burial took place at Tuesday night, after Shkia, you don't put tefillin on Wednesday. Right? That's the Shita, that's the Rov HaPoskim. Who's against this? Maritatz. The Maritatz and the Chai Adam quote, no, it only applies, the din in the Gemara, it's only Yom HaMisa, Yom HaKvura, same day. But if it's Yom HaKvura only, then the other would put on after the Kvura. Rova Poskim say that it's not true. There is a minhag of Yushalayim to follow the Maritats. One should ask the local Posek, Rachman al-Aslan should never be Lamaisa. But one can ask the local Posek, what is the Halacha? Hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, it should never be Lamaisa. But either way, that is the general accepted minhag, is even just Yom HaKvura. Weiter. V'amar Rabbi Abba bar Zavda amar Rav, Avel Chayv Sukkah, and Avel Chayv Sukkah, Pshita. Why would you think otherwise? Mao detema hoil v'amar Rabbi Abba bar Zavda amar Rav, Mitztar Patam and Asuka. You might say, because Mitztar is Patam and Asuka. Hainami Mitztarhu. This Avel is also Mitztar. So he should be Patar. Kamash Malan, Hani Mili Tzara de Memela. An Avel is Patam from Sukkah, where the Tzar comes from outside, and being in the Sukkah makes it worse. Aval hacha ihu to come mitzar nafshe. He's bringing it on himself. Right, related to what Rav Salvechik said before, he has to try to focus, even though it's very, very hard. Look at Rashi. Rashi, about the sixth medium line. Chova alav liyashev daito lemitzvah. It's an obligation on him to try to focus on the mitzvah. And there's an unbelievable line in the Rush right here. The Rush says on this about an Avel, he says, Avel chafetu lios misbodeid the yoshev b'makam tsar v'yafela kadesha lios tarid b'tsara. Another wants to be alone and wants to mope. Another wants to be by himself. And therefore you might think that's the Havamina. He wants to be alone in his house. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. That's still, he's doing that to himself. That's the Rush. The Taz, we're not going to go into the whole Taz here, discusses this line of the Rush. He says, what, there's a kiyum for the Avel to do that? So you should not be able to go be Menachem Avel. Because that's helping him out. That's getting him out of his cave. So what's the Rush talking about? So the Taz goes into, tries to give another shot of the Rush. That's in a psychological line that the Rush has. Let's just do one more line. Weiter. And again, we'll talk about this again tomorrow. Vamar Rav, Abba Bar Zavda, Amar Rav, Chassin Vashush Binin V'chol B'nei HaChupa Patur Menasukha Kol Shiva. The Chassin and the whole wedding party are Patur from the Sukkah all 7 days. The whole wedding party. My time, I'm Yishuv Devoy L'mechti, because they have to be Misameh Chassin V'kala. So Gemara says, V'lechlu B'sukkah, V'lechta B'sukkah. I don't understand. Why don't you eat in the Sukkah and V'lechlu B'sukkah and have Simcha in the Sukkah? No, the simcha is only at the area where the chuppah is, which Tosfos here discusses, is the makam miyuchad for the chassan and the kala. And we mentioned in the past that it's fascinating that kiddushim, you know exactly what it is, the first stage of a marriage, kesef shtar bia. Chuppah, nowhere in Shas does it explain exactly what it is. Six different shitas in the Rishonim, what is chuppah? But let's say here, chuppah is the place where the chassan and the kala are. So Gemara says, v'lechlu b'sukkah, v'lechlu b'chuppah. Why don't you eat in the sukkah and then go be mesameach in the chuppah? You can't have full simcha unless there's food there. Right? If there's no food, you won't have proper simcha. Right? Things haven't changed in thousands of years. So why don't you just bring the chuppah into the sukkah? Last lines. Abaya amar mishum yichud. No, one is because of yichud, because if it's in the sukkah, and then the chassan has to go down for something, has to go to the bathroom, then a man might be left alone with the kala, and that's a problem. But Rabba amar mishum tsar chassan, or the chassan wants a little more privacy. Right? Sukkahs aren't the most private places. My binayu, iki binayu, the shrichi inshi denafki v'ayli la'asam. If there's a lot of people around, l'man damar mishim yichud leka, there's no problem with that, l'man damar mishim tsar chasen ika. But the chasen still wants to be in a little more private area, he just got married, wants a little more privacy with his kala. So this is chuppah, again, discussions of what the mitzvah of chuppah is, the mitzvah of chasen l'kala, the isra of yichud, right, all issues that come up. By the way, they must have gotten married before Yontif, because Yonah got married on Yontif. So it must have been, they got married in Erev Yontif. Erev Yontif, and then the Sheva Bracha is one is allowed to have. Okay, we'll have to stop here. The Hashem, tomorrow's daf, Hashem, will be from the last cycle. We'll pick up again on Sunday with the Mishnah on Chaf Avim Beis. Okay, we'll stop here.